And welcome to WNC Breaking News. I am your boy Ralph. Alright, so at Extreme Rules, it's gonna be Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's Champion. And then from there, you're gonna see Team Hell No taking on the Bludgeon Brothers for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. And then from there, you're going to see Woken, Matt Hardy, and Bray Wyatt defending their Raw Tag Team Championship against the B Team, Bo Dallas, and Curtis Axel. And this match has been confirmed. Bayley versus Sasha Banks at Extreme Rules. And you're going to see Seth Rollins versus Dolph Ziggler for the Intercontinental Championship at Extreme Rules in an Iron Man match. And Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley. And for the SmackDown Women's Championship, Asuka versus Carmella for the SmackDown Women's Championship at Extreme Rules. Hopefully Asuka could win and be the new SmackDown Women's Championship. So I'm pulling for Asuka to win. And we also have some more breaking news. So we have some more breaking news, so we're going to get to it on this WNC breaking news. So, as many of you heard about Ruby Riott and Bray Wyatt, well, we're going to get to this right now. Alright, we're gonna get through the Bray Wyatt and Ruby Riott injuries. So, alright, here it is right here. Alright, we got this confirmed right here. So Ruby Riott was recently taking off action after injuring her left knee during a match with Dana Brooke last Friday night live event in Rapid City, South Dakota. She did not appear on Raw this week, but Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan carry on without her. As noted, Riott underwent an MRI this past Monday. WWE revealed that Riott MRI confirmed a MCL sprain and her left knee. So Dave Meltzer noted on Wrestling Observer Radio that Riot will likely not require surgery. He added that she will not be out of action for long, although she will be out for sure for a couple weeks. She is expected to be elevated in a few weeks. We should know more on that point. So Ruby Riott, thank goodness the knee is not injured, but she sprained her MCL. So hopefully she will recover and return back to the WWE. Now, let's go. So we're going to talk about Bray Wyatt. So just yesterday before Monday Night Raw was set to take the air on the USA Network, WWE delivered the news that Ruby Riott will be missing the show due to suffering a knee injury at a house show this past weekend. The report indicate she had undergone an MRI. So now the results are in. Per WWE, it has been confirmed that she has a sprained MCL in her left knee. So she has a sprain in her left knee, so Ruby Riott will be missing a couple weeks, and hopefully Ruby Riott will be good to go, and hopefully she gets better. So everyone is talking about Bray Wyatt's injury. Let's go to that. So Bray Wyatt's injury . Alright, so let's go to Bray Wyatt's injury right now. Alright, so one recent edition of Wrestling Observer Radio that possibly in the ring return date for Bray Wyatt was discussed. Apparently, Wyatt could return as early as the upcoming episode of Monday Night Raw, beside additional details on the same have been also discussed. Former WWE champion Bray Wyatt was recently involved in an automobile accident, one that involved multiple car pileup after Wyatt crashed into a vehicle head of him. So, it was in Temple, Florida, June 29th, Temple, Florida, following which Wyatt suffered multiple injuries and was admitted to hospital. So, we know that Bray Wyatt is still recovering and hope Bray Wyatt will come back by Extreme Rules. So, if we have any more updates on Bray Wyatt and Ruby Riott, hopefully they come back and hopefully, you know... Well, we know the B team... The B teams are on a roll. Okay? Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel, they're on a roll. And many of the WWE fans thinking that the B team might win the Raw Tag Team Champion. They think that Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt won't be Tag Team Champions. But hopefully, by Extreme Rules, hopefully they Woken Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt will retain their tag team titles at Extreme Rules. But this is it. If I have any more, I will bring you more updates. And just a quick update on Dean Ambrose. We're not too sure when Dean Ambrose is coming back, but all right. So, it says Seth Rollins gives an update on Dean Ambrose' return from injury. Now, Seth Rollins speaking to Asbury Park Press was asked about Dean Ambrose's injury status. Rollins said that Ambrose was on the mend and added that Ambrose would be back on the WWE television before the end of the year. So, we will see Dean Ambrose at the end of the year. So when Dean Ambrose hurt his bicep shoulder, that put him out of action. So we were likely to see Dean Ambrose at the end of the year. So that means at some point, we will see Dean Ambrose back by December or something. Is likely by December, maybe at the end of the year. So likely in December, we will see Dean Ambrose back. Back in television. So if we hear any more updates on Dean Ambrose, I will have it right here on WNC Breaking News. So thank you for joining me and have the great rest of the day, everyone.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.